Okay, Tov. So the Gemara in Yuma teaches us that the reason that the second Beit HaMikdash was destroyed is because of Chinat Chinam. So it's probably a good idea to talk about how we fix that. So how do we not hate other Jews? What is Chinat Chinam? So the Torah teaches us that it is forbidden to hate another Jew. It says, don't hate your brother in your heart. And so it's surprising to know, a lot of people don't realize this, but it's usur to hate another Jew. You're not allowed to hate them. Unless they're really, really evil, which is a very specific situation. But in general, you're not allowed to hate another Jew. So how does that manifest itself? One would be if I did an action of, let's say, not kindness towards another person because I don't like that guy. So if, let's say, I hate Natan, and Natan asked me for a hammer, and then I don't give Natan a hammer, that would be bad. You're not allowed to do that. But a second thing would be even to bear a grudge, to be angry, to say, I hate that guy. Whenever, you know, whenever Natan's name comes up, say, I hate Natan. That also would be violating the Isur of hating your fellow in your heart, says the Rambam. And so what do you do if you just don't like a guy because he was a jerk to you or something like that? So what are you supposed to do? So first of all, don't think about it. Don't like dwell on it. And don't verbalize it because we believe what we say. And so if I say, I hate Natan, I hate that guy, or what a jerk, then we're going to start believing it. And that's not cool. So we don't want to do that. Second option would be to confront Natan and be like, Natan, why are you such a jerk to me? That wasn't very nice of you. And then hopefully it'll clear everything up and everything will be good. If you don't want to do that, then you just, I guess if it's too much of a big deal, just try to forgive him. And there's some have a custom to forgive every Jew every night before they go to bed. Or when you're saying v'hafta l'rechta kamocha, many suggest that you also forgive every Jew. And that way, there won't be any hatred in your heart, and your soul will be clear and pure to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then we'll rebuild the Beit HaMikdash really soon. So there we go. Shkach.